Verse 19, Rachel is buried on the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. Now, I know that some of our veterans have heard some of this teaching that I'm about to share, but we have so many new people here that I want to talk to you tonight about what I call the Bethlehem connection, because it just gets nuts at the patterns that God builds in. The first pattern of the Bethlehem connection that I want to share with you is found in Exodus chapter 35, verse 30. And it's about a boy named Bezalel, or Betzalel. Exodus chapter 35, beginning in verse 30. Then Moses said to the sons of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all craftsmanship to make designs for working in gold and silver and bronze, and in cutting of stones, for settings and in carvings of wood, so as to perform in every inventive work." Let me tell you what's going on here. Moses goes up on the mountain, and he is given the instruction, build the tabernacle. But the reality is, he doesn't know how to do it. He knows the design, he knows the pattern, but the craftsmanship to actually bring it to bear is given by God supernaturally to this boy named Bezalel, who tradition says, according to the rabbis, is only 13 years old. And I love that tradition, because what it means is that the elders of Israel had to come and sit at the feet of a 13-year-old boy to learn about the tabernacle of God. Does that sound even remotely familiar? Jesus was only 12 when he sat in the temple, and the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the religious leaders had to come and sit at his feet as he expounded on the Word of God. Well, this young man named Bezalel is basically gifted to do one thing: build the tabernacle. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 3 through 6 says this about the tabernacle. "For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, so it is necessary that this high priest also have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth," he's talking about Jesus, "if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are those who offer the gifts according to the Torah," that would be the tribe of Levi, "who serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle. For see," he says, "that you make all things according to the pattern or the image that was shown to you on the mountain." This young man is set apart to build that which is really going to be a shadow. Because the reality is that the tabernacle on earth is just a reflection, it's just a shadow of the reality that's in heaven. And it just so happens, by divine providence, that when God decides to choose which young man of all of these sons of Israel that he could choose to do this, he chooses this young man whose name is Bezalel, which means in the shadow of God. The boy who is gifted and filled with God's Spirit to build the tabernacle, that which is a shadow, not the reality, is literally named in the shadow of God. It gets crazier. In rabbinic tradition, this young man bears a very special honor. He is known as the son of Miriam. Now, why is that a special honor? Because Miriam is the sister of Moses. Remember the three, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, all brothers and sisters. And Miriam was known as a prophetess. She was a very important person in the Exodus and all of those things. And to be honored by being identified as a son of Miriam. Now let me just clarify that technically he was more like a grandson of Miriam. It's sort of like when we refer to Jesus as the son of David. Was Jesus the immediate first descendant of King David? No. He was 14 generations removed, and yet he is honored by being referred to as the son of David. Same type thing. The Miriam of the Old Testament has a New Testament namesake, meaning somebody who was named in her honor. We refer to her as Mary. But in actuality, even in the Greek text, You don't have to dig very far to find out that the real name of the mother of Yeshua was Miriam. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel, Emmanuel." Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. "But when he had considered this, behold, Joseph, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Miriam as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua," which means salvation, "for he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means "God with us." You see, the first son of Miriam, Bezalel, who was in the shadow of God, came to erect and to put together that which is just a shadow, not the reality. But Mary is told in the New Testament, Miriam, is that she is not going to bring forth Bezalel, the shadow of God, but that Miriam of the New Testament is going to bring forth Emmanuel, God with us. Not the shadow, the substance. Not a pattern, the actual person of God. Not a reflection, but the reality. Hebrews 1:3 says, "And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his being, and upholds all things by the word of his power. And when he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high." Is all this beginning to sound a little bit connected? It is.